You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Really sad news, you know, on the passing of Mark Davis. You know, he worked at WTNH, is maybe where people know him the most. He passed away at the age of 76. And obviously the whole Connecticut political world reacting, media world reacting, he's a legend. I remember when we went to the Connecticut Broadcasters Association Awards dinner, they did a tribute to him. And just the stuff he covered and his style, just so distinct. And Diane Smith, obviously a veteran of WTIC News Talk 1080, did this show, joining us now to talk a little bit about it. Diane, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I wish I could have been at that meeting when he was inducted because it was a wonderful, wonderful occasion. I had just broken my ankle, unfortunately, and wasn't able to be there, but that tribute they put together for him was just so fitting. And it really is sad that Mark is gone. He truly deserves that term, legend, icon, all those words that have been used for him in the last several days. They really, really are true, Brian. You know that. And I feel this is full circle for me because, and working at WTIC really was a full circle for Mark and for me, because when Mark and I started working together, when we were co-anchoring, he was still working at WTIC as the evening talk show host. And so when I started working at WTIC, it was really a great thing. I was so excited to work there because I had admired him so much when he was doing Dial Mark Davis every evening. We would do the 5:30 news together, and then he'd jump in his car and he'd drive up to Hartford and he would do the show Dial Mark Davis. And that was pretty impressive because, as you know, WTIC is it. It's the station. You know, it's the flamethrower. It's just it's the greatest station. And you know, back in the day when radio was even more important than it is today, it was really something. So it was such a big deal for me to get a chance to work there many years after he had left the radio and was just doing television. So that was really great. But working with him was just wonderful. I've been in contact with so many people over the last few weeks. And, you know, the words that come up about Mark are just, you know, dedicated, professional. I mentioned in a post the other day that he set the bar so high, and someone who had worked with us as a producer said he was the bar, which is really true, really true.
There, you know, there's some showmanship too. He was tough. I mean, I'm curious. You know, we what was he like on a day-to-day basis? Well, you know, because he asked tough questions, and he also, you know, he wanted to own the story. Was he the same? Was he as hard charging, you know, behind the scenes?
You know, behind the scenes, he was very demanding in a way, in that he always wanted our show. We anchored the news together for 4 years. And then, of course, we continued to work together even when we weren't co-anchors. We continued to work together for, another 10 years, and maybe 12. And, you know, he was very demanding in that he always wanted Channel 8 to be number one, wanted us to be the first to get the story, always get the scoop. It was a very hard-charging newsroom. But he was very kind and also, you know, understanding of things that people could do and couldn't do. You know, he wanted the best of everybody. He wanted everyone to be working their hardest. But he also understood that sometimes you have to give people a little bit of a break. And he also understood that if somebody really did a great job, they deserved a pat on the back, and they deserved to hear that was great. You really made it happen today. And he was very, very appreciative of everyone who helped, because in television, as you know, it's a team, you know, it's really a team sport. Nobody does it on their own. And of course, you know, his major team member for all those years was his photographer, who really, you know, the two of them, he and Joe Sferrazza were, you know, joined at the hip. They did everything together. And, you know, Joe was with him the night that Mark passed. So that's the kind of partnership they had. But, you know, he was very understanding of the fact that it takes a lot of people to put on a television show. And he understood that all of those people help to contribute to the success of the story, the success of the program. He would leave little notes on people's desks thanking them for what they had done to help the show or help the story, which was really very, very nice, really very appreciated too by people who sometimes behind the scenes felt that they were not appreciated. They knew that Mark did appreciate them. So that was really great. You know, people talk about his style, his humor, his panache. And I was just talking to the news director who actually hired Mark and chose us to anchor together. And he said, you know, Mark had a style and a panache and a professionalism that just raised the whole newsroom and just brought everyone up, you know, made everyone else better because he was there. And that was really true. It really, really was.
You know, we're talking with Diane Smith, of course, who's done it all. TNH, CPTV, of course, WTIC, News Talk 1080, and so many, documentarian, so many things. And we're reflecting a little on Mark Davis, but also reflecting at large. You know, a young political reporter, Mike Cerulli, I think he does a nice job. But generally speaking, there's not as many news outlets. There's not as much competition. There's not as many people doing this for careers. Like, I feel like the institutional knowledge lost when we lose someone like when Mark Davis is truly, literally irreplaceable.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I agree with you, and I think that when Mark went full-time into covering politics and government, he knew everything. In fact, the other night, Dan Malloy appeared, you know, former Governor Malloy appeared in the story that they put together. It was kind of a eulogy or a look back about Mark's career. And Dan said, you know, he asked questions that were exhaustive and exhausting. And he said, I frequently had the feeling that Mark already knew the answer he was looking for. And I think that's true. So, and Dan said, Sometimes I think Mark knew the answer to the question before I did. He was incredibly well-sourced. Everyone talked to Mark, and everyone knew that they couldn't get away with telling Mark a falsehood. In fact, there's one particular story that really stands out in my mind, and one of our first television producer of our television show, our 5:30 newscast, reminded me of this story, which was so great. And I remember, and I talked to Mark about it just a few days ago, and he remembered it as one of the highlights of his TV career. Back in the 80s, when we were doing our 5:30 news together, was a time when Jews in the Soviet Union were being treated very badly. There was a real, you know, the Soviet Union was really on a campaign of really defaming Jews, of trying to drive them underground, of really trying to, there was just a terrible anti-Semitic campaign, and it was government-led. And so there were people all over the world who were trying to help Jews escape the Soviet Union, trying to help them leave their country and trying to help them get to this country and as well as other safe places. And we had we were very fortunate. We had a chance to interview the ambassador to the United Nations from the Soviet Union. And Mark was doing the interview with me, and the ambassador was talking about, oh, you know, that's not going on. The people are, and he was just basically saying that, you know, they were being well treated, that everything was just a big campaign of, you know, politics, that people were just saying it was happening, and it wasn't really happening. The Jews were being treated very well. And Mark just finally turned to him and he said, who do you people think you're kidding? And it was just such a Mark Davis moment. And the ambassador just sort of looked back at him and was kind of stunned and had no response. I have to tell you, not only was that such a Mark Davis moment to just put somebody, you know, right on their heels, but also got so much respect from that ambassador. For years, Mark Davis got a Christmas card from that ambassador for probably the next 5 or 10 years from him. Because he respected that answer so much. Who do you people think you're kidding?
Yeah, well, and sometimes, you know, people are scared to ask the tough questions, right? But, you know, yes. Sometimes you get respect on the other side. Diana, mm-hmm. We got to run, but I didn't even get to ask you, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm teaching at the University of New Haven, and I love it, teaching communication and journalism, and our students are wonderful, and we really, really are looking forward to the fall semester starting up in just a couple of months. And Brian, nice. I really enjoy listening to you on the morning show. You know, I'm very, very selective about who could take over that morning show, because that used to be my property, so I'm really happy you're there. You're doing a great job. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I remember when the one time I went on with you and Ray, I was nervous. I just remember being intimidated by you.
No
guys,
reason for you to be nervous. You do.
No,
a great
but I mean,
job.
You know, twenty something years ago. That's how I felt. But thanks for coming on and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you for having me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.